Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God. Good evening, everyone. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pray that you've had a wonderful day today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in him. So I thank and praise God for those that are coming on. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. And we intend to have a great time. I pray the Lord that I won't be with you very long. I am Evangelist Willie LaFon, and I will be your host and your speaker this tonight. Praise God. And my topic will be live. Glory be to God. That's L-I-V-E. Jesus came that you might have life to the full. So live, live. Live, live, live. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My scripture, praise God, and I've got some more, but the main scripture I'm going to be coming from is John, the 3rd chapter and verse 16. Everybody probably could repeat that, hallelujah, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Life to the full, I like to say. Some texts may say it like that. Praise the Lord. But we greet you on this evening, this Tuesday evening. It's a little different from Friday night or Thursday night, but we thank and praise God that God is yet with us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me open up with a little prayer. Praise God. And after the prayer, I want you all to listen to a song, because the message, praise God, I had a very dear friend of mine who stopped in a little over a week ago, praise the Lord, and she said, "Willie, listen to this song." And I heard that song, and it just, I tell you, revved up my spirit, praise God. I was excited because it's in agreement with what God's word says. So, praise God, I like songs that agree with what the word of God says. So I'm going to play this song after I pray the prayer, praise God. And you listen to the song and listen to the word. And if I were you, I'd write the title of the song, praise God, "You're Gonna Live to See It Happen." You can write it down, praise God, because you can go back and listen to that song, praise God, more and more, praise God. Let it get down on the inside of you. And it is word. And you, once you hear the song, you'll know what I'm talking about, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So go with me for a word of prayer, praise God, and then I'll play the song. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you, hallelujah, for loving us, for being here with us, hallelujah, for being on this line. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, that you will be in our midst. So I thank you, dear God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are for us, hallelujah. I thank you, hallelujah, that the word of God is right, hallelujah. And I like to add, something else is wrong, hallelujah. And we need to get in alignment with what your word says and begin to agree with what you say, hallelujah, and begin to live life to the full in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Don't let nothing, hallelujah, stop you, hallelujah, from living the life that God wants you to have, praise God. Father, I thank you so much, hallelujah, and I pray that your Holy Spirit will teach me, and I'll teach those, hallelujah, as you give me your word, hallelujah, to speak on tonight. Hallelujah. Let us all, Father God, hear this song and let it get in our spirit and let us be in agreement with what your word says. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, Jesus, you came that we might have life and that life to the full. So I agree with you, and I pray that those that hear this word on tonight will decide that they're going to be in agreement with your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when things come to our life, Heavenly Father, things come to challenge our faith, obstacles, sickness, disappointments, heartaches, Lord God, when they come to challenge our faith. But I choose to agree with what your word has to say about the matter. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And your report says, hallelujah. And when you listen to the word of God, hallelujah, the report of the Lord says, "I'm free. Jesus has come to set those that are held captive free." Praise his holy name. "I've come that you might have life and have it to the full." Glory be to God. I'm in agreement with your word, dear God. that I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I've got the victory because, hallelujah, of the Lord Jesus and what he's already done. So, Father, I thank you for those that will come on this line to hear your word. I pray, dear God, that they will be blessed by the word and that they will, Lord God, agree with your word and live by your word in Jesus' name. So now I thank you, Father. I bless you and I praise you, Jesus. Thank you for being right here with us. And Holy Spirit, I'm depending on you. And I thank you right now. I love you. I bless you. I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my sisters, and if there's any brothers on the line, I'm going to play this song for you. And I pray that it will be a blessing. But listen to the words of the song, because that's what we're going to talk about in the teaching on tonight. Praise God. Listen and be blessed.
I said I'm going to live to see every promise that entails in the report of the Lord. You ought to declare that at home. I'm going to live to see from you.
Thank you.
to God. You're going to live and not die. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. I pray that that song has blessed your heart like it blessed my heart. There is so much in that song, and I forgot to give you the name of the artist. It's by J.J. Hairston, H-A-I-R-S-T-O-N, featuring David Wilford, W-I-L-F-O-R-D. So it's a group of them that sings, and if you can pull it up on your YouTube, you can listen to it anytime you want to. And it goes on and on and on. And I love what he says in the beginning. The title, like I said, is You're Gonna Live to See It Happen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's in a it's certainly in a line with God's word. Praise God. Hallelujah. That first part of the verse, when he first starts singing, he says, I'm gonna live to see every promise that's entailed in the promise of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I repeat that. I'm going to live to see every promise entailed in the promise of the Lord. Now, don't get yourself in a frenzy just yet, because I know some people say, well, Sister Willie, you know we got to leave here. Yes, we can be transformed. Some people didn't die. Remember Methuselah? I think Methuselah lived 969 years. Hello, somebody. So when we were originally created, to live forever, because God did create us in his image and after his likeness. Hello, somebody. So if God is eternal, praise God. Hallelujah. We were originally up until they messed up and was disobedient in the garden, praise God. We did have long life, really long life. But we thank and praise God even here on earth today, according to God's word, and even looking at John 3:16, the scripture teach us that God so loved. God loved his creation. When you go back to Genesis and begin to read the word of God, praise God, you see what God made was good. Hallelujah. And he made us in his image and after his likeness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. Hallelujah. That God designed, his original design was for us to live. Hallelujah. And be there to worship him. And to I remember how the Genesis talked that Jesus, God would come down in the cool of the day, and he would commune with Adam and Eve, praise God, hallelujah, until the disobedience came. And we don't want to fall in that category of disobedience. If we've been disobedient in the past, we thank and praise God for repentance and for the blood of Jesus that cleansed us of those things that we had done. And we live now, we live unto Christ in Jesus' name, hallelujah. No more I, but Christ who lives in me, praise God. So you're going to live and not die. What an amazing message, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so you can write down a few of these scriptures. Go back to John, the 10th chapter, praise God. You remember John 10 and the 10th verse, praise God. You know how the scripture teaches that the enemy, the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly or to the full, praise God. In other words, I come that you might have life. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to give you this little portion of the scripture in John, the 11th chapter. You know John, the 11th chapter. It's the lesson about Mary and Martha, that same Mary that put oil, anointed Jesus' feet, praise God, hallelujah. And Martha, her sister, the one who was so busy, she wanted Jesus to tell, look here, get Mary, tell her. Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus getting the best part that there could be, hallelujah. And that's what we pray, that we get in the presence of God, we get in the word of God, we spend time with him, because, hallelujah, he gazes at us with such affection, praise God. He's concern, and he looks at everything that we do because he loves us, hallelujah, and he is for us, glory be to God. Contrary to what the world says, contrary to what may come across your mind, and you must begin to cast down every thought that's not in agreement with God's word, praise God. But Jesus said in John 10, 10b, praise God, the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy, that's the devil. And Jesus said, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And then when we got to John the 11th chapter and you began to look at some of those scriptures, remember, excuse me, Lazarus had gotten sick. And when you look at, you can look at plenty of those scriptures. You can look at the whole book of John, the 11th chapter, praise God, and get the full story. But I'm just going to give you a few scriptures out of there, praise the Lord. Lazarus had gotten sick, and I remember Jesus saying, you know, when they told Martha sent word, tell Jesus the one he loves is sick. And Jesus stayed where he was for another couple of days, praise God, because he said this was for the glory of God. And he said this sickness was not unto death. Hello, somebody. So we see things one way, but God sees it another way, praise the Lord. And then he explained that, yeah, Lazarus, he died, but this is going to be for the glory of God because somebody needs to believe that Jesus is exactly who he says that he is. He was the Messiah, praise God, and he is now our soon coming king. And what he says, praise God, what he did and all of those different, praise God, miracles that he performed, those healings, the Lord God, praise God, the feeding of 5,000, praise God, with two fish and five barley loaves, all those different miracles that he did, it was really to show that he was exactly who he says that he is. He is the Son of the living God, praise God. He was not just a prophet, not just an ordinary person, praise God, not just someone coming and doing some good things, but he is the Son of the living God. And he's the only way that we have, hallelujah, to come to the Lord. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So Jesus told Martha, he had a conversation with her when he met with her, praise the Lord. And he after he was talking with her for a little while, she said, well, I know Lazarus, but he done dead now. He been dead 4 days. And I know here he going to rise, praise God, at the resurrection. And Jesus had to speak to her and say some words to her. Praise God. John 11, chapter, verse 25 said, Jesus said to who? Her, Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. Hello, somebody. Whoever believes, and this is from the Amplified Version, whoever believes in, that means if you believe in, you adhere to, you trust in, you rely on me. He said, whoever believes in me, as the Savior, praise God, will live even if he dies. Whosoever believeth on me shall live even if he dies. Hello, somebody. And I love this 26th verse, and a lot of people don't say much about that. And Jesus said, he's still talking to Martha, he says, and everyone who lives and believes in me, hello, somebody, as Savior, glory be to God, will never die. And then he asked, he put a question to Martha. Martha, believe thou this? Do you believe this? Hello, somebody. Give me a moment. It's for a sip of water. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I love that. Hallelujah. So the song, when we talk about the songwriter said, you're going to live to see it happen. Praise God. Sometimes, and you notice, it's a whole lot in this world that try to come against you, that try to snatch, because the enemy, like John 10:10a, the first part of that verse tells you, you got a devil that don't like you, especially if you love God. Hallelujah. He comes to steal, kill, and if he can destroy you, that's what he wants to do. But the devil is a liar because we have Christ as our Savior and Lord. Hallelujah. And we have eternal life because we trust, hallelujah, the word of God. Hallelujah. And we receive Christ as our Savior. So we do have that eternal life. And I love what he says to Martha. I repeat it again. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Now, somebody say, now, somebody's thinking about that. Well, keep on thinking and keep studying the word of God. And, well, like I said, Methuselah, there are some people that just didn't die. Elijah was taken up. Hello, somebody, in a whirlwind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Methuselah lived 969 years old. A lot of people that are older, and back in the biblical days, they live a long, they didn't even start having children very young, not like we do today. But because of the fall in the garden, hello, somebody, and because of the sin, we just missed out on a whole lot that God has for us, and so God shortened our days because of the heart of man. So we thank and praise God that Jesus come to reconcile us back to God, hallelujah, and that we can live and not die. Now, I'm going to share just a few more scriptures with you, praise God, because I want you to listen to that song and agree with what God's word says, praise God, hallelujah. And then what I love about the song, I said, man, when I heard that song, I said, that's prophetic. He is prophesizing, hallelujah, to himself, I'm going to live. And then he prophesies to the audience, you're going to live and not die. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can prophesize to yourself. You can speak what God's word says about you. Hallelujah. If Jesus says you shall, hallelujah, as he told Martha, everyone who lives and believes in me, you believe on the Lord Jesus. I know you do. Jesus said you'll never die. Hallelujah. Now, you may be changed. Everybody, you're going to be changed from transition from this side to the other side. Praise God. There's a transition that's going to take place. Hello, somebody. Because no flesh is going to enter the kingdom of God. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a scripture that I thought that was very interesting in John, the 5th chapter, praise God, verse 39. It tells the audience, it says, look here, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Now, this is Jesus. He was really talking to them Pharisees and Sadducees and these ones that was really not for the Lord, but they was trying to find accusation against him. And they thought because they were obeying, or maybe they was going by what the law said, not that they obeyed, because they was, and Jesus talked about hypocrites a number of times, because they could say one thing, but they was not living by the law that they tried to make everybody else live by. But Jesus told them, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Hello, somebody. But if you haven't come by way of the cross, hello, glory be to God. If you haven't surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. If you haven't, praise God, made up your mind, God, I ask you to have mercy on my soul, forgive me for my sins, and save my wretched life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You have to make up in your own mind that you're going to do what the scripture says. You must confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, what? That thou shalt be saved, that God raised Jesus up on the third day. Yes, he did. Praise God. You must agree with that. But these Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, they were trying to come up with some ways. They was always trying to entrap Jesus. But Jesus put a word to them, and I'm pretty sure they pondered over that. He told them to search the scriptures, for you think you have eternal life. And he was saying, you think you have eternal life because you put these laws or these the Mosaic law, you put all of those and you added more to the law, put this and burning people down with that law. But when Jesus came on the scene, he said, praise God, he came to fulfill, praise God, the law, hallelujah. And he came, praise God, and if you're going to get to God, you got to come by way, we're living under, what is it called, grace now. Glory be to God. You didn't have to pay for it. You didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to go knocking on doors. Hello, somebody. Now, you may wind up doing that because you have compassion in your heart and you don't want to see none to perish, just like God, hallelujah, still seeking for those that are lost, and he don't want none to perish but all to come to repentance and turn to God, hallelujah. But you shall live and not die, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah, because that's what Jesus said. John 3:16, God loves us, praise God, and he gave his only, he spared not his only begotten son, glory be to God, that whosoever, you can point at yourself and say, I'm a whosoever believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ should not perish. Hello, somebody. You should not die and be separated from God, but you should have everlasting life. So when you prepare, hallelujah, when you've done what God has assigned for you here, praise God, and you believe you finish your assignment, if God says, okay, I want you to come on and be with me, you're going to make a transition. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you shall live. Hallelujah. And just like you lay down at night and sleep, praise God. Hallelujah. And you dream. You technically in a kind of unconscious type state, and you, but your mind is still working. You're still, life is still on the inside of you. Hello, somebody. So likewise, when we leave, hallelujah, this earthly vessel, this body, we'll transition and be with the Lord. Remember what the Lord said, praise God, hallelujah, to the thief that was on the cross, praise God, when Jesus was crucified, the one, hallelujah, he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He didn't have to go by way of hell because he knew he had confessed, Jesus, we deserve what we getting, but you're innocent, praise God, and remember me, Lord. So Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. So after we transition out of this life, praise God, we'll transition right into paradise with the Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And John 10:28 says, and I give unto them eternal life. Hallelujah. You shall live and not die. And they shall never perish. You read it for yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then Romans, remember what Romans, praise God, because somebody's saying, well, I don't know. Everybody ain't going to live. Well, you're right, because some of them are going to be separated from, they're going to be separated from God. Because if they have not surrendered to the Lord and have not decided, hallelujah, to allow the Holy Spirit to live in them, to help them to live day by day as a child of God, praise God, then the scripture teach what Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is what? Death. So if you're practicing sin, that's not a good thing. You're not going to live. Hello, somebody. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just a few more scriptures and I'm almost finished. How about that? Hallelujah. I know you said, Miss Willie, you almost finished. Yes, I am. Praise God. The Bible, I love what Proverbs 18:21, excuse me, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of your tongue. That's why I like that song. That young man began to proclaim, he began to declare and decree and prophesy, hallelujah, you shall live and not die, hallelujah. You're going to live, and I like what he says. You know, if you have prayers up to the Lord and you haven't seen it happen yet, his proclamation and his prophecy says you're going to live to see it happen. God said to me, I'm going to perfect that which concerns you. And I profess to myself, I'm going to live to see it happen. You don't have to die. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. You can be transitioned. Praise God. Proverbs. Okay, that was Proverbs. And then I want to say this. Why I say prophesy. This is important. When you hear things like this and you find it in the Word of God, what God says, praise God, agree with him. And one of my favorite scriptures, praise God, just a second. Praise God, my throat is a little dry. I apologize. excuse me. Mark 11:22-24, where Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you expect to live, you're going to have faith in God. Yes, we're saved by grace. Hallelujah. That's that unmerited favor. Unmerited favor, praise God. Hallelujah. And it's by faith in Christ Jesus' name, praise God. Jesus said to them, have faith in God. And he says, for verily I say to you that whosoever, and remember, point at yourself and say, I'm a whosoever, shall say unto the mountain, and I say when it's a mountain, it's a situation, it's a circumstance. It could be something, the enemy throwing boulders or rocks at you and trying to, he's challenging your faith. Hello, somebody. He's trying to get you to doubt what God's word says, but don't believe that lie. The devil is a liar and the father of it, praise God. Hallelujah. He says, so whosoever shall say to the, I'm going to say circumstance, be removed and be cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, you got to believe this thing, that those things that he said, that means you got to say something, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, I say, you go to John, 1 John 5, praise God, and when you begin to read that, hallelujah, when you pray, God hears you when you pray, and then you know you have the petitions, what your requests are. When you act in accordance with his will for your life, what is God's will? It's in the word, praise God. He said, you'll have whatsoever you say. So, and I've been saying this for some time now, hallelujah, glory be to God. Sometimes, excuse me, sometimes things are not going to happen. They're not going to change unless you come out of your mouth and prophesize. What did Ezekiel pray? What the Lord God say to Ezekiel? He brought him out in the valley of dry bones, didn't he? Full of dry bones, which represent the nation of Israel. My God. And he asked, the Lord asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, well, Lord, if anybody knows you, praise the Lord, thou knowest. And he said, well, prophesy to these bones. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. You ought to read that sometime. Man, when you begin to prophesy and you believe what's coming out of your mouth and it's in accordance with what God's word say, hallelujah, you can take him at his word. His check will not bounce. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He will do it. Hallelujah. He's able to do. And the God that I serve, and I've watched him do this in my life time after time, he's able to do exceeding abundant above all that you ask or think. I love God because you ask him for one thing, but he goes well beyond that. Remember what he did for Solomon? He said, Solomon, what do you want? Solomon said, I need to know how to judge so great a people you've assigned to me. Glory be to God. He said, well, because you didn't ask for the death of your enemies or all the riches, he said, I'm going to give you the wisdom that you want, but I'm going to give you some. He's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So some things, Mark 11, 22 through 24, some things are not going to take place. I believe it. Now, that's what Willett says, unless you begin to speak it out of your mouth. Praise God. If the presence of God lives in you and the power of his Holy Spirit, praise God, you're authorized to begin to decree a thing and call those things that be not as though they are. Yes, my children are saved. They made me acting strange today. Hello, somebody. But glory be to God. They shall live and not die. You better say it. Hallelujah. They will not live. Hallelujah. And die and go to hell. I proclaim it and decree it. I praise God. I dedicate them to the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that they shall live and not die. Hallelujah. And they'll testify of the greatness of God. Hallelujah. You begin to say something if you want to see a change. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, that this new strand, hallelujah, it's not going to have the same effect that it had, because a lot of people have gotten vaccines, but because of who you are, God, because of who you are, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What else did he say? Praise God. He said, therefore I say, and the Lord Jesus said, he was repeating himself. He said, therefore I say unto you. He said, what things soever you desire. Now he said, what things soever you say, he said that at first. Now he said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, you got to believe that you're going to receive them. Now you can't pray with no doubt or unbelief, because you can't be double-minded, because if you're double-minded, don't think you're going to get anything from the Lord. But look at this thing. You're going to live to see it happen. You can profess that, proclaim it, praise God, because the scripture says Jesus came so that you can have the fullness of life. Hallelujah. And you can profess that for your family. You can profess, God, I don't want any of my loved ones to die and be lost. I want them to be saved before they leave this world. And I don't want them to wait till they're on their dying bed. Hello, somebody. I want them to have a chance to live the fullness of life. Hallelujah. I asked the question, are you living your best life today? You don't want to wait until you get to the end of your life and have any regrets. You want to live your life to the full today. And if you've surrendered your life to the Lord and you're agreeing with his word and you're trusting his word and you have relationship with him, Praise God. You can expect God is going to do it. Hallelujah. You shall live and not die. And remember, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of who? Whose tongue? The preacher's tongue? Hello, somebody. That's for him. But it's in your tongue. Hello, somebody. And that's what Jesus was just saying. Have faith in God, and whosoever shall say. When you say to the circumstance don't have to stay the same. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ right now that all is murdering and all is killing will cease in the name of Jesus, and God will expose all these people that have challenges in their mind. And God, let them get the help that they need. I pray for their deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. Because the devil is lying to people left and right, and they're listening to the lie. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. John 16:23, I love this scripture, and I'll read that. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask, hallelujah, whatsoever you shall ask in the Father's, in whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, God will give it to you. So what Jesus is saying, whatsoever you ask the Father in Jesus' name, God will give it to you. Hello, somebody. You got to have believing faith there. Praise God. And God can give you that believing faith. Praise the Lord. And then verse 24, why does he want to give you what you're asking for? He said, ask and you shall receive, verse 24, that your joy may be full. God wants us to be full of joy. He don't want us to walk around here mobiling and old, oppressed, depressed, and listening to the devil telling us all kind of lies. The blood of Jesus against that deception in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now let me say this, and I'm almost closing. Praise God. 1 John 5, verse 13 through 15. The scripture said these, and I just mentioned it. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That's Jesus. That you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. So now, one of the things that I used to, when we did street ministry, I used to love to ask people, do you know for certain that you have eternal life and that you're going to go to heaven when you die? Well, this scripture right here, 13, 1 John 5 and 13, tells you the things that are written in the Word of God, praise God, for those that believe on the Son of God, praise God, the things are written so that you can know that you have eternal life. God don't want you wondering whether you have eternal life. Praise God. And if you surrender to Christ as your Lord and Savior and living the best you can for God with the help of his Holy Spirit, because you need his Holy Spirit, praise God, hallelujah, then you have eternal life. You don't have to wonder about that. You don't have to think about it. And you can say, well, God, I'm going to live until I see this happen. If you have something on your prayer list and you want to see it happen, now, if you don't want to see it happen, you don't have to say it. Hello, somebody. I ain't trying to make nobody say nothing. I'm just telling you what the scriptures say. Praise God. And this is the confidence, verse 14, 1 John 5, 14 said, this is the confidence that we have in him, in who? God. That if we ask anything according to God's will, God hear us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Hallelujah. Last thing, praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, hallelujah. You're going to live to see it happen. Hallelujah. And I love that. I'll read that first statement of that song. I'm going to live to see every promise. There's so many promises that God has made to us. So he says, J.J. Harrison says, I'm going to live to see every promise that's entailed in the promise of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Now my question to you tonight, who has believed the report of the Lord? That's in Isaiah 53 and verse 1. Who has believed the report of the Lord? To whom the arm of the Lord has been revealed? Hello, somebody. You can see some of the same scriptures, John 12 and 38 talks about who has believed the report of the Lord. It says that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report? Who has believed the word of God? When the disciples went to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you would, because so many, everybody didn't agree. Everybody didn't believe. There was a lot of disciples who started out with Jesus, but then they stopped. you read chapter 6 of St. John, you'll find out everybody didn't continue with the Lord. But who has believed the report of the Lord? Do you believe, hallelujah, that you have life and life eternal because of what God's promises says? And if you listen to the scripture, praise whatsoever you say, you can have what you say. So I thank and praise God. I'm going to live to see it happen. God says, I'm going to perfect that which concerns you. I'm going to live to see it happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray, praise the Lord, that something that we've said, hallelujah, tonight will inspire you to trust God, to believe in God, hallelujah, to take him at his word, to listen to that song, and let that song get in your spirit. And it's when you go back and look at some of the things that he said, you shall live and not die. You shall live. You're going to live to see it happen. And then I love how he says, live, 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 live. Praise God. He says it over and over. And then he said, live. It's some more scriptures on that, but that's the only ones that I'm going to give. And he got to a part, praise God, he said, live through everything the devil tried. Live through the sickness. Live through your trials. Hello, somebody. And you began to profess, I have abundant life. Jesus said it. I believe it. I receive it. Hallelujah. You ain't going to die. Then he starts singing, you ain't going to die. You shall live, live. You ain't going to die. You shall live, live. You ain't going to die. You shall live, live. Hallelujah. We shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I shall live. I'm going to live, 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 live. Praise God. I pray that this was a blessing to you on tonight. It certainly was a blessing to me. And I pray, praise God, that you will go back and meditate on that song, listen to it. It blessed my heart, and it makes you want to get up and move. I can't jump too much because of that foot injury, but I can sit in the chair and stomp my feet, praise God. Hallelujah. But that's all I have for you tonight. And, Father God, we thank you right now for those who are willing to come on the line tonight. We bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We exalt you. We pray, Father, favor in all of those lives, and we pray that those things that they have before you, hallelujah, I pray that they shall live to see it happen, to see what their requests were, hallelujah, come to pass, hallelujah, God, because you're yet in charge of our lives. You are our way, the truth, and the life, hallelujah, and we surrender our life to you. And we pray, Lord God, that you will continue to help us, strengthen us. We pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to teach us and use us for your glory, that we might be light on this earth today and salt in this world. In Jesus' name, help us to be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. We honor you on tonight. Jesus, thank you so much that you've done what you've done for us. You came that we might have life, and that life to the full, and I really appreciate it. And I pray that we'll learn to live life to the full. In other words, help us, Father, to live our best life. If we have the peace of God dwelling on the inside of us, the fruit of the Holy Ghost, then we can live life to the full. We may not live in the White House, hello, somebody, but you've given us a place to stay, a roof over our heads, hallelujah, and it's not leaking, glory be to God. You're meeting our needs according to your riches and glory. God, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. Bless these by your people in Jesus' name. Now, if you give me a second, I will try to give you opportunity if you have a prayer request or something like that. I'm trying to open up the phone. I hope I'm doing that. If anybody can hear me, open up the phone, say something, and I'll know whether or not you hear me. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody saying anything?
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Alexander. Praise God. Anybody has a prayer request tonight? Well, glory be to God. Praise God.
Okay, Miss Willie, I'm sorry. I had to get to my phone and get it off of mute. I just want to say, first of all, thank you for inviting me to listen tonight. It was very uplifting and encouraging, and I tell you, I feel good in my spirit right now to know that, yes, I am going to live. Ain't no ands, ifs, and buts about it. I don't have any doubt. But I just wanted to ask that to keep my dad in prayer. He's going in to the doctor on Thursday. He's been having some problems lately, not sleeping well. I may have came up here several Sundays ago and asked for prayer for him, but he's still struggling, and he has good days and bad days. But the last couple of times, nights we talked, he said that he's not getting proper rest, and he's up and down, and his breathing is bad. And so he goes to the doctor on Thursday. I just pray that we ask God to reach out to him and just make him comfortable. He's 90
right.
years old, praise God, and you were just talking about how we were destined to live a long time. So he has been given that promise as far as what we were promised after the garden. But
right.
I just ask that he not suffer, and we just ask that he have some peace and comfort and, get some good rest.
Okay, well, let's pray. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, according to 1 John 5th chapter, you hear us when we pray. And we pray
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name
thank
of
you.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And Father, I thank you for Sister Marcia that she's been uplifted by hearing this word on tonight.
Yes,
and we
yes, thank you, Lord.
Father, Lord God, we know, Lord
thank
God, you
Jesus.
Know who her father is. You know his
yes,
circumstances. Situation,
yes.
And Father, we pray that that peace of
reach
God
him,
that
God.
Surpasses all understanding, God, will just that peace rest upon him and in him,
yes.
even right now. And we pray, Lord God,
right
for
now in the name of Jesus,
Lord God, as he try to rest. We don't want him to be wrestling, Lord God, trying to get rest. We pray that your guardian
yes.
angels will be encamped about him. And we
please
thank you for the life
Jesus.
You've already given him.
Trust
and it doesn't
and believe.
Mean you
yes.
don't have 24 years for him to be here.
That's
we
right.
pray
yes, Lord.
Fight against the adversary that's fighting against him and challenging his faith in the name of Jesus. We pray, God,
yes.
for his deliverance in Christ Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes, in Jesus'
God, you
name.
Know the time we're supposed to be here and the time we're supposed to transition
yes.
to be with. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah Lord
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Father,
thank
we
you.
Place Marcia's father.
Claim it right now in the name of Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus. And,
in
Lord
the name
God,
of
she
Jesus.
Wants him to be
oh,
restful. She don't want him, Lord God, to be struggling over anything.
No,
we pray
Jesus.
That peace of God will be with him.
Give him
bless
peace, dear
Lord God.
God
and Lord God, if there's if he has to go in on Thursday for a procedure, we ask that your hand of mercy be upon him as he goes for
yes.
that procedure.
Lord,
and
just pray that you lead and guide the doctor's hand, give him
life.
The wisdom and the knowledge.
Give you the glory,
yes, Lord.
The honor, and the praise. And thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, and according
in
to
Jesus
your word,
name.
Hallelujah, it's done. In Jesus'
yes.
name.
Thank you.
And hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you.
Be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
Anyone else have
amen.
A special
thank
prayer
you. Request?
You're welcome.
Sister
yes, Miss Fran.
Yes. I just
yes.
want to thank God tonight, and I want to thank him for you calling me because it
yes.
was a blessed service tonight, and it was really beautiful, and I am so honored to be able to hear you speak tonight.
Oh,
I just
Lord.
Thank
God.
This
God
was the best thing
you,
to me all day. I've had a good day, but this was, I needed this evening.
Yes.
yes.
It was really a
yes,
it was
thank
really
uplifting.
Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much, and I thank the Lord for you.
Praise God. Well, I
amen.
Thank you. Praise God. My friend who had came down and visit my girlfriend, who's apostle, she heard that song and she said, "Willie, listen to this song." She said, "That'll preach." I said, "Well, I think I will preach on it." But I heard it and it was such a blessing. Thank you, Miss Rand. You are a dear jewel of the Lord, and I'm glad you were able to listen. I'm going to tell you, that song
yes.
encouraged me. Hello, somebody. It encouraged me,
yes.
and I pray that, and I love to hear songs like this, and I'll confess one thing, and I'll let you guys go, because the line should go off in the next few minutes anyway, but because I promise not to stay on the phone that long, but sometimes people sing songs, they're pretty songs, but I'm not in
mm-hmm.
agreement with them, because they're not in agreement with the word. There's a song, and somebody sung it the other day. They were singing, there's a storm out on the ocean, moving this away.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Fran, you was in there. that. You know what? I remember I used to go to this church up the street from me, and they used to sing that song, "There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away." And every time they sung that song, the flood would happen in the church. The flood. Now, you know what? That ought to give them a mind. You know what? I need to change that tune. When I was singing, I said, "There may be a storm out on the ocean, Lord, but let it move some other way in the name of Jesus." You got to, as a born-again believer, what I read that scripture, death and life, it's in the power of what comes out of your mouth, even if it's a song. Hello, somebody. So I know messing with some people, you know, who like that song. one more, and I'm going to shut my mouth for real. That I remember Jeanette's husband, one of her husbands had passed, praise God. And Wayne, remember Wayne, Sister Alexander? He had passed, and Jeanette wanted to go to church, but they had canceled study at our church that night at Holy Bible. And we went, I said, "If you want to go to church, there's some service going on." And when we got in that church, they were singing, and baby, the lady got up, and she started singing a song, and the church was rocking and reeling with her. She was singing. And I was trying to hear what the words say, because I don't be in agreement with everything I hear, even in a song. It sounds good, and everybody was rocking to the tune. And she was singing, "There's a man over yonder." And then I heard her say, "Making up my dying bed." I said, "Oh, no, in the name of Jesus, that's against the word of God. Jesus came that I might have life." Glory be to God. Hello, somebody. God bless you all. I love you all for coming on, and I thank and praise God for your wonderful comments, and I pray that God will continue to bless you all the rest of this week. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just love God, and I thank and praise God for this message on tonight, and may it continue to just be a uplift to you throughout the rest of this week in Jesus' name. If there's nothing else, praise God. It's 90 seconds that it's going to hang up. That's what it just told me. Okay. Listen, y'all have a blessed evening. Thank you once again for coming on the line and listening to this message. God bless each one of you. Amen.
Thanks. Be blessed.
Amen.
You're welcome. Shalom, everyone. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good night.
Good night. Seconds. And that's it.